I think the main conclusion is that contrary to the discussion about the fast-track land reform, which discussion was preoccupied on many of the sort of hitches and problems in the process of doing the land reform, as well as focused on some elements of the corruption, you know, this was the discussion. So contrary to that, when you factor in the whole benefit landscape, you know, to see who got the land, we find a much more broad-based, diverse range of beneficiaries. And this is very critical, both socially and as well as economically. The main result is that we have this diverse beneficiary. And most important finding is that about 70% of the people who benefited from land were people from communal areas and from the commercial farms, farm workers. You know, farm workers were not as many among the beneficiaries. So 70% of the beneficiaries of actual people who were in communal areas who could have been landless or land short, or people who could have been in some petty business, or teachers even, you know, all range of things. And this is very interesting. It's different sociological in terms of the historical meaning of land reform, who benefit. But of course there are a few people who could be called cronies or elites, some of whom might have used rough methods and so forth to benefit, some of whom may have extra double farms, more than one or two or larger farms, or who may have gotten a better farm. So that phenomenon exists, but in the totality of the outcome, it's a small phenomenon. Now, in our figures, I have given a more generous interpretation to say that, let's say, about 15% of the people who benefited may be sort of elites.